91X News.
It's 16 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, I'm Brett Bullen. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is striking back at what he calls vicious and false accusations that have destroyed his family and his good name. Appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, he calls the accusations and campaign against him a calculated and orchestrated political hit and says he has never sexually assaulted anyone, ever. There has been no official reaction yet from U.S. President Donald Trump on today's testimonies, but Andy Field reports a number of staffers are concerned.
Staffers say the president's watching Judge Kavanaugh's accuser from his upstairs White House residence. One official telling ABC News that the testimony is not playing well for Kavanaugh. Vice President Mike Pence canceled an appearance at a White House economic summit to follow the hearing. Senior White House advisor Mercedes Schlapp saying they're watching, just watching.
Kavanaugh is telling his story following testimony from Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her while they were in high school. The Ontario government has introduced legislation today governing the licensing and regulation of the province's private cannabis retail marketplace. The Progressive Conservative government says the bill will allow those over 19 to smoke recreational cannabis wherever smoking is permitted, loosening the rules put in place by the previous Liberal regime. Sale of recreational cannabis will be strictly online when it is legalized on October 17th, while private retail stores will be set to be put in place by April of next year. There's also been no cap placed on the number of privately owned and operated cannabis shops in the province. The Liberal government had previously planned to restrict all sales to an LCBO subsidiary. Finance Minister Vic Fedeli says there will be a zero-tolerance policy regarding illegal pot shops. In the face of what appears to be attack on Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland, the U.S. President Donald Trump, Freeland's cabinet colleagues are rallying to her defense. Environment Minister Catherine McKenna says she thinks Freeland stands up for Canadian interests.
I think Minister Freeland is a great foreign minister. Every single day, she stands up for Canadians' interests and our workers.
Yesterday, Trump said that Americans don't like Canada's trade representative at NAFTA talks, quote, very much. Indigenous Service Minister Jane Philpott says Freeland is doing an outstanding job on a very difficult task. A federal court judge has upheld the government's decision to strip a Canadian citizenship from a 94-year-old man who was a member of a Nazi death squad. The judge found the government's action against Helmut Oberlander was reasonable, transparent, and justified. The Second World War death squad, known as EK-10A, was responsible for killing close to 100,000 people, mostly Jewish. He has always denied taking part in the killings and said the court had no evidence he did. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is abandoning his responsibilities by not ensuring Tory Stafford's killer is put back behind bars. Trudeau reported today that Terry Lynn McClintock, one of Stafford's killers, was transferred into a medium security prison when the Conservatives were in power.
The offender in question was moved from maximum security to medium security in 2014 under the Conservatives. She remains in medium security now.
Scheer again today called on Trudeau to ensure McClintock was put back behind bars after she was transferred to an Indigenous healing lodge. Ontario's ombudsman says the system for notifying drivers that their license has been suspended is fundamentally flawed, leaving many people unwittingly driving with an invalid driver's license. In a report released Thursday, Paul Dubé makes 42 recommendations designed to make the system fairer and keep drivers better informed of their status. Dubé says the Ministry of Transportation has already begun to address the recommendations and overhaul the way it notifies drivers whose licenses are suspended for unpaid fines. Two people are facing multiple weapon and drug charges after police executed three drug warrants earlier this week. A joint investigation by Frontenac, Napanee, and Kingston Police led to the controlled drugs and substance warrants. The warrants were executed in South Frontenac, Kingston, and Loyalist Township on Wednesday, police said. The first two warrants are the ones that resulted in arrests. A 47-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman from South Frontenac were charged with, among other things, two counts of possession of unauthorized firearms. Police say both firearms were loaded and one was stolen. The Belleville Chamber of Commerce hosted a breakfast meet-and-greet yesterday with the mayoral candidates in the upcoming municipal election. Business owners and members of the community chatted with the candidates while they discussed their future plans for the city. Here's Ludwig Chapin with more.
Thanks, sir. Candidates Tasso Christopher, Mitch Panchuk, Jody Jenkins, and Edgerton Boyce all spoke about why they deserve to be elected, as well as answering questions on government spending, city culture, and most of all, tax concerns.
How are you going to pay for all the services and things that you say you want to offer when at the same time you're taking money out of the coffers?
Boyce, Panchuk, and Christopher all said they would not be planning any tax cuts, with Panchuk in particular calling out anyone who had plans for any cuts.
But what I will say is that anyone who tells you they can cut taxes in Belleville as mayor is not telling you the truth. We have costs, we have services that we're mandated to provide. The best way to deal with the issue of taxes and keeping them from growing too much higher going forward is to focus on a growth agenda.
Jenkins, the only candidate who said he would cut taxes, had a rebuttal.
I've been talking to people at doors about how we can lessen the load on the taxpayer and lessen the load on different areas of our city. And I think it's disappointing that Councillor Panchuk doesn't see how this approach can be done.
Voters will have the chance to ask their questions with the candidates at the next municipal debate, October 3rd at the Empire Theater. Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
U.S. President Donald Trump has put off a meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Warren Levinson reports.
The president postponed the highly anticipated meeting to avoid conflicting with the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. The meeting was set up after Rosenstein was depicted in the New York Times discussing the possibility last year of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. He denies this happened. Rosenstein also heads the special counsel investigation of Russian interference with the presidential election, which Trump unrelentingly criticizes. Trump says he prefers not to fire Rosenstein, but pushing back the meeting extends the uncertainty surrounding the Deputy Attorney General's status. I'm Warren Levinson.
That's QNET News on 901X to 407. Sports is next.
Nature. Gentle. Serene. Peaceful. Throughout the Moira, Napanee, and Prince Edward watersheds, Quincy Conservation protects our environment, ensures a healthy coexistence between community, nature, and the economy. Spend some time hiking the trails, having a picnic, bird watching. Here's just one suggestion. Take in the history at the Pioneer Homestead at O'Hara Mill. Visit quintyconservation.ca for a complete listing of conservation areas and attractions. Quinty Conservation. Take only photos, leave only footprints.
In the NHL tonight, four Canadian teams have preseason games. Ottawa travels to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks at 8:30. Ottawa has yet to register a win in the preseason. Winnipeg is home to New Jersey. That game starts at 8 p.m. In West Coast action, Edmonton welcomes in Arizona for a 9 p.m. start, and Calgary heads to San Jose for a matchup with the Sharks at 10:30. Former Ottawa Senator Eric Carlson is expected to make his debut for San Jose after being traded earlier this month. The Ryder Cup tees off tomorrow in France. The annual tournament pits the United States against Team Europe for golf supremacy. The tournament is highlighted by Tiger Woods' inclusion to the American side. Tiger will be teamed up with Patrick Reed tomorrow for the better ball format. Phil Mickelson will not be included on the American side for the first time since 1995. The Belleville Senators were also on the links today, hosting their first ever Senators Charity Golf Classic. The tournament held at Black Bear Ridge Golf Course is sponsored by Shorelines Casino Belleville, and all funds raised will go to Three Oaks Foundation, which provides shelter and support for abused women and children. The Senators finished up training camp today. They're back on the ice tomorrow in their first preseason game, taking on the Laval Rocket at 7 p.m. Blue Jays skipper John Gibbons managed his last home game yesterday. In a press conference before the game, the team announced that he would not return to the team next season. Gibbons says he was touched by the ovation from the Rogers Center fans.
You know, it was pretty neat. You know, I told you guys before, I've never been into that, you know. It just kind of embarrasses me, you know, but it just felt different today, so I enjoyed it.
In Thursday night football, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the Minnesota Vikings. The Rams are coming off a 35-23 win over their LA rivals, the Chargers, on Sunday, while the Vikings suffered a surprising loss to Buffalo. In junior hockey news, it will be a battle of Bay of Quinte teams tomorrow night in Wellington. The Dukes play host to the Trenton Golden Hawks at the SRock Arena for a 7:30 start. The Dukes currently sit second in the OHL's East Division with 11 points, while the Golden Hawks have managed 7 so far. They do have 3 games in hand. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 17. Tonight, clearing light this evening with a low of 8. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud late in the afternoon with a high of 20. At 4:10, It's 16. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us and like us on Twitter. I'm Brett Bullen. QNET News on 91X is next at 6.